You can't buy a better mayonnaise than new made fresh mayonnaise. The new Hoagie Carmichael Show, Something New, presented by New Made Fresh Mayonnaise and starring the gentleman from Indiana, the man who writes the songs America loves to sing, the composer of Stardust, Hoagie Carmichael.
Hi, people. Here's your old country cousin to see what's buzzing. Now, first out of the hive will be those two dull drones, Bob Sweeney and Hal March, who probably haven't got a sting left. Then, as our guest vocalist, we have those three ultra-hep honeys who are not only the bees, but the berries. Our special guest is young John Schuler, a busy bee who's going to buzz in and whistle while he works. Now, as usual, that swarm of bouncing bees of teenagers are on hand to sweeten up the musical department. Now, Jimmy Higson, suppose you dig that baton into the honeycomb and jive the hive while I wax tuneful with a new song of mine called Billy a Dick. Every night while I'm undressing, saying my prayers and lightly confessing, I can hear a hot lick from a set of drums upstairs. Well, it couldn't be Johnny, cause he isn't there. Johnny's overseas, we know not where, but believe it or not, every night on the dock, I can hear the tenor drums say, Billy Dick, tick-tack. When's that character coming back? When's that kid with the GI lid gonna shoot down the track? Poor old me, I'm a beat can be, and my rim has even started to rust. Oh, well, look at these sticks, trying to pick out the licks. They're covered with a niche of dust, bust my dust. Oh, Billy Dick, tick-tack. When's that character coming back? When's that boy with the jumping jaw gonna launch that last attack? If he'll roll like a drumstick, chewing on a drumstick jack, we'll soon have a Japanese derby to beat like a cymbal on the music rack. Billy Dick, tick-tack. Billy Dick, tick-tack. Billy Dick, tick-tack. When's that character coming back, Mom? Since we started these little Monday night get-togethers a few weeks back, you've heard something new in the way of announcers every week. Now, because he did an especially good job for us, we've asked Ken Peters to come back and be with us from here on in. Incidentally, Ken's got something new and pretty special in the way of an announcement, so you'd better give him a real good listen. Now, come on over here, Ken, and say a few thousand words.
Thanks, Hoagie, but what I have to say isn't going to take a few thousand words. It's just this. The makers of New Made Fresh Mayonnaise want to give all our listeners a chance to win a wonderful gift.
Oh, a gift. Hey, that's really something. Now, what is it, and what do we have to do to get it?
Well, it's as simple as this. Folks, you've heard us say many times that you can't buy a better mayonnaise than New Made Fresh Mayonnaise. We say this because a mayonnaise is only as good as it is fresh. And we know that New Made Mayonnaise is fresh. But you who have used New Made Mayonnaise have undoubtedly discovered a lot of other reasons why you can't buy a better mayonnaise than New Made Fresh Mayonnaise. So here's what you do. Write a letter of 50 words or less telling us why you feel you can't buy a better mayonnaise than New Made Fresh Mayonnaise. Send it to Hoagie Carmichael, care of the National Broadcasting Company, Hollywood 28, California. The writer of the letter, judged each week as the most interesting and appropriate, will receive a handsome man's or woman's Gruen wristwatch. The first prize winner will be announced in this program 3 weeks from tonight, Monday, June 4th, and we'll read the prize-winning letter at that time. So sit down tonight and write your letter of 50 words or less, giving us your reasons why you can't buy a better mayonnaise than New Made Fresh Mayonnaise.
Gee, Ken, that's super. When do I get the prize?
Well, Jimmy, what do you mean? When do you get the prize?
Well, I just wrote the prize-winning letter. Listen, see, it says, I would I were a lovely jar of mayonnaise so yellow. I'd get a new maid every night. Ain't I a fresh young fellow?
Jimmy, what on earth was that?
Why, it's my prize-winning poem. Don't you think it just drips with inspiration?
Well, I think it drips.
Jimmy, we're not interested in drips, and we're not interested in poems either. All we want is a plain, simple letter.
Okay, Doc, so I don't win a clock.
Oh, Jimmy. Not only do you not win a clock, but your salary, I will dock a rhyme. Now, will you get up there and play? Higson and his 17 jewel teenagers giving the works to Blue Orchid, and featuring Minuteman Warren Marsh on his second-hand saxophone. Now we meet the Singing Berries, Lee, Linda, and Sharon. You've heard this tuneful trio doing vocals with Johnny Mercer on a very fair stack of phonograph records. At present, they're at the Mission Beach Ball in San Diego, and they just blew in tonight. We invite them because there's something new on the air. The Three Berries. Hiya, girls. Now step right over here and sound your age.
Oh, with respect, you maybes, and we're gonna win a brand new watch, or maybe two or three. One for her and her, and one for me.
Oh. Wait a minute, girls. What's this?
We want to win a prize.
Sure, so we thought we'd do something different.
Different?
Yeah, a singing commercial.
Yeah, there's nothing like a singing commercial for being different. That sounds like a music cue to me, so what's it going to be?
Well, Hoagie, we dug up an oldie that we thought you might like to hear.
What kind of an oldie?
A tune that we recorded the other day. It's from the old musical show, Good Morning, Judge, and it's called I'm Not Just You.
Ooh, make me know it, girl.
If it's true, then how come
unkind. You're slowly but surely driving me out of my mind. I'm really not jealous, but you're driving me wild. Why in the world do you flirt? You know you're doing me dirt. How many times have I told you? But you have a good excuse, and then I fall. On the street you smile at girlies by the dozen, trying to make you think that they're all your cousins. Some cousins.
Thanks to the Three Berries. Very good. Now, you've heard quite a lot about our contest tonight, but right now, here are a couple of characters to tell you about another contest on another radio program that no one has ever heard of, because it's a contest run by Bob Sweeney and Hal Mark.
Aunt Martha's Bottled Donuts presents America's favorite quiz, Dunk It or Don't. Friends, tonight we have the big news you've all been waiting for, the announcement of the winner of our great contest, which Aunt Martha has been sponsoring for the past 67 years. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going
this
to...
This is the first time I ever entered a contest.
Not just
I didn't
yet, in a moment.
I never
in a moment.
To win a canvas, a great surprise.
Please, we're not ready for you yet.
Oh, okay.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to present the winner of our contest in just a moment. But first, a word about our product. Friends, why not try a 5-gallon jar of Aunt Martha's Bottled Donuts? No fuss, no bother of coffee making, no slopping and dribbling. Aunt Martha's donuts come to you already dunked in cold coffee. 6 dozen chubby little donuts in each bottle, delicious, nutritious, and so soggy. Now stop at your grocer's tomorrow, walk up to the counter and just say, "Bleh." You know what you mean. And now to introduce our contest winner. That fortunate young man who wrote the winning jingle for the grand prize. What was your name?
I never expected to win a camera to Christ. I was sick.
I said, what was your name?
114 Hollywood Boulevard.
Come, now, don't be nervous. We want your name, not your address.
Organ's Fish Market. No delivery on Friday.
No. That's where you work.
All right, I quit.
Now, let me put it this way. My name is Sweeney. I'm the master of ceremonies. What's your name?
My name's Marsh. I'm the winner. What's your name?
H.V. Kaltenborn, Jr.
Very happy to know you. I listen to old man all the time.
I'd like to ask you a few questions, Mr. Marsh, about how you won our contest.
Okay, sure.
Have the members of your family always used Aunt Martha's donuts?
Yeah, but I'm the only one who ever ate them.
Well, what did the others do with them?
Well, my old lady used to throw them at my old man. They was good for breaking his nose.
Aunt Martha's bottled donuts couldn't break a person's nose.
In a bottle, they could.
Now, Mr. March, is this the first contest you've ever won or entered?
Well, not exactly. I won my wife in a contest.
Well, what kind of a contest?
A turkey raffle.
Now, when did you first hear about our contest, Mr. March?
57 years ago.
Well, how old are you now?
42 years old.
Now, how could you possibly hear about our contest 25 years before you were born?
My old man told me about it.
Really?
Yeah, when I was four, and Dad said to me, he said, Sonny, said, come into the library. We didn't have no library, so he climbed into the crib with me.
And then what did he tell you?
I don't know. We both fell asleep, and I haven't seen him since.
And that's how you first heard about Aunt Martha's bottle donut.
Exactly.
Very interesting. Now, Mr. Martin, in order to qualify as our contest winner, you had to consume more donuts than any other contestant. How many have you eaten?
6,927,000 donuts.
And what was your reaction?
Cramp. Yes, sir, boys. 6,927,000.
Mr. March, if you don't watch yourself, you're going to turn into a donut.
You're telling me. Every time I see a cup of coffee, I get up on the counter and sit in it.
Well, Mr. March, it seems to me that for any man to eat that many donuts, he'd have to eat them 24 hours a day.
I did.
Well, does your wife object to your eating them in bed?
Nah, she never found out.
Is that so?
Yeah, I used to hide them in my pajamas.
Pull over?
But I was only doing 30, officer.
You were doing 45.
Okay, give me a ticket.
Thank you, officer. I'm sure you'll enjoy the precinct ball.
Uh-huh.
Now, Mr. Mark, so that our audience will know that this contest was on the up and up, would you prove that you are in no way related to any employee of the Aunt Martha Donut Organization?
Certainly. Ladies and gentlemen, when I decided to go into the contest, I had an Uncle Charlie what was working an Aunt Martha's factory. I realized that this wouldn't be fair to the other contestants, so I killed it.
Well, that's very interesting. So, ladies and gentlemen, you can see that Mr. Marsh is absolutely in the clear.
Absolutely.
Now,
how about my prize? See, I get 9 million donuts, and all I get is a bunch of gum. That's the way with you contest guys. Where's the prize?
You are absolutely right, Mr. March.
Yes,
and that brings us around to the most important part of our program.
Wow.
Now, Mr. March, who has the recipe for the most delicious Dunk Donuts you ever tasted?
Aunt Martha.
Correct. And, Mr. March, who is the grand old lady of the bottled donut?
Aunt Martha.
And so, Mr. March, my sponsor would like to present you the prize that is dearest to the American donut dunker's heart.
A taste of donuts?
No. Aunt Martha.
You can't buy a better mayonnaise than New Made Fresh Mayonnaise. Those of you who have used New Made Fresh Mayonnaise must have many reasons for agreeing with that statement. So why not write those reasons in a letter of 50 words or less? Send it to Hoagy Carmichael, care of the National Broadcasting Company, Hollywood 28, California. Who knows? Your letter may win a handsome man's or woman's Gruen wristwatch. The winner of the first week's gift watch will be on 3 weeks from tonight, Monday, June 4th. Remember, you can't buy a better mayonnaise than New Made Fresh Mayonnaise. It's up to you to tell us why. Must have been Jimmy Higson and his happy high schoolers playing I Want to Be Happy, kind of slap happy. Our next guest tonight fits in very well with Jimmy Higson and his teenagers. He is 18-year-old John Shuler, who has been whistling his way around San Francisco and parts north for about a year. He came down especially to be with us on this program, and I want you to meet him. John Shuler. Johnny boy, glad to have you. Did you bring your whistle pucker?
I sure did, Mr. Carmichael. But I'm sorry, you said I made this trip just to be on your program.
Well, what do you mean?
Well, you know what traveling conditions are these days. After people hear me, they might think the trip wasn't necessary.
Well, that's silly. I made a trip to San Francisco to entertain not so long ago.
I know. That's what gave me the idea.
I'm afraid I don't follow you, son.
Well, in front of the theater where you played, there were two big signboards right next to each other. One of them said, Hoagie Carmichael, direct from Hollywood.
Yes.
And the other one read, Is this trip necessary?
Now, merely a coincidence, I'm sure. And we won't let that happen to you, Johnny. Now, what are you going to whistle?
The new song that Frank Sinatra made popular, If You Are But a Dream.
Okay, son, buckle up and let it go. Civil War, a great general was asked his formula for winning battle. His reply was, get their fustest with the mostest. Well, the proof that the course of wars has changed was the glorious victory we just shared with our allies in the European theater. We didn't quite get their fustest with the mostest, but we did turn the tide of battle by being in their lastest with the bestest. And we know that just as sure as victory was ours in Europe, the signs point to another victory at the end of the road to Japan. We also know that the road isn't an easy one to travel, but no matter how tough the going, we must be in there lastest with the bestest. The fact that the little men of Nippon still control hundreds of thousands of square miles of territory and still maintain dominion over 400 million subjects gives us some idea of the job that remains to be done. The length of time it will take depends greatly upon how we here at home do the job we've got to do. There are still bonds to be bought, blood to be donated, other sacrifices that we become accustomed to, and that we must continue to make if we're going to give our fighting men the support they so richly deserve. Yep, the Berlin to Tokyo Express has made its first stop, and now she's getting up steam for the final run. And we have confidence that the engineers and firemen are the best in the business. It's up to us to keep the roadbed solid with supplies, to clear the track ahead, because she's ready to roll. So let's all get together and shout, all aboard, here comes that victory train. Depot's gonna look like lovers lean when the boys get off that bridge.
lips that haven't kissed. And who knows when we'll kiss, then kiss again. As he fell on me, did you know who? Wise old engineer will go woo woo. Cupid's gonna sing a sweet, sweet thing when he goes to meet that victory.
Forget, send in your letter of 50 words or less telling us why you think you can't buy a better mayonnaise than new made fresh mayonnaise. Address your letter to Hoagie Carmichael, care of the National Broadcasting Company, Hollywood 28, California. Anyone may submit one or more letters, except, of course, employees of the sponsor, its advertising agency, or the network. All letters become the property of the sponsor, who will judge the entries and whose decision will be final. Right is reserved to edit winning letters to confirm the network policy. In case of any ties, duplicate awards will be made. Now remember, this offer is open to anyone. You are not required to send any box tops, labels, or the name of a dealer. Just send your reasons why you can't buy a better mayonnaise than new made fresh mayonnaise. Letters to be eligible for the June 4th award must be postmarked not later than midnight, Saturday, May 19th. Write your letter tonight. For business again next Monday night, same time, same station. I hope you can drop in. Good night, people. You can't buy a better mayonnaise than new made fresh mayonnaise. Hoagie Carmichael and Something New with Sweeney and Marks and the Teenagers came to you from Hollywood and will be transmitted to our fighting men and women overseas to the facilities of the Armed Forces Radio Services. Ken Peters speaking.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.